This is English USA on VOA, now lesson 59.
В эфире 59-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы выучите выражения, с помощью которых можно вежливо прервать своего собеседника. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Activity.
Занятие, деятельность.
Physical activity.
Физические упражнения, подвижные игры.
Class.
Группа учеников, класс.
Grade, sixth grade.
Класс, шестой класс.
Classroom.
Классная комната.
Group.
Группа.
Milk.
Молоко.
Playground.
Площадка для игр.
Skill.
Навык, умение.
Sugar.
Сахар.
To agree.
Соглашаться.
Can, could.
Мочь, могу, может, мог, могла.
To grow.
Расти, увеличиваться. Третья форма глагола grown.
Academic.
Академический.
Academic skills.
В данном случае академические навыки.
Social skills.
В данном случае умение вести себя в обществе.
School teaches academic and social skills.
В школе преподаются академические и социальные дисциплины.
Crowded.
Переполненный, многолюдный.
Difficult.
Трудный.
Poor.
Бедный.
Rich.
Богатый.
Social.
Социальный, общественный.
Privately.
Частным образом.
Quickly.
Быстро. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер берет интервью у двух учителей, мужа и жены. Они рассказывают о своей работе в школе. Вы научитесь вежливо перебивать своего собеседника.
I'm sorry I'm late. I left my class with another teacher.
That's all right. I have time.
We have just started talking about the school.
Good. I'm not too late. May I get you something to drink?
No, thanks. I have something.
Angela?
Yes, please. Coffee. Martin, I want to tell you one thing about this school. It's very crowded.
How many students are there?
Excuse me. Angela, do you want milk and sugar?
Yes, please. Where was I?
How many students are there?
522. The school was built for about 300 children. It's a neighborhood school, and the neighborhood has grown very quickly. It started with older families. Now it has young families with children.
May I say something? It's been crowded for 5 years. Something must be done.
What kind of children go to this school?
What do you mean?
Are they rich children, poor children, or what?
I want to tell you about that. When the school opened...
Excuse me, when did the school open?
25 years ago. As Angela said, the neighborhood was older families. There weren't so many children in the neighborhood. Now there are many families with small children.
May I say something? The homes in this neighborhood were very expensive. Now they aren't.
Let's go on. We were talking about the school. It's too crowded.
Does that make your work difficult?
Yes. We have too many children in the classrooms. Some of the rooms have been divided into two classrooms. The playground is also too crowded. There isn't enough room for sports and games.
Philip always talks about the playground. He coaches some of the children. Let me talk about the classroom. I have...
Excuse me. I teach classes, too. I don't...
I want to tell Martin about the classroom I had last year, okay?
Go on.
I had children from wall to wall. I had 30 children in a room for 15. I couldn't move.
How old were the children?
About 7 years old. I teach second grade.
Not all classes are this crowded. The younger children are in larger classes.
Tell me more. What do you like about the school?
Oh, almost everything.
I agree. I like everything, except it's too crowded. I like the sports program. We have softball, basketball...
Excuse me. May we talk about something other than sports?
Во время обычной непринужденной беседы иногда мы хотим или бывает необходимо перебить своего собеседника. Существует несколько способов сделать это вежливо. Послушайте.
Excuse me. May I say something?
Excuse me.
May I say something?
Let's go on.
Excuse me.
Go on.
Давайте поупражняемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
May I say something?
Excuse me.
Let's go on.
May I say something?
Excuse me.
Go on.
Самым легким и распространенным способом перебить своего собеседника является выражение «excuse me». Простите, теперь вы, пожалуйста, перебейте Мартина во время пауз.
I live in Baltimore, but I used to live in Chicago.
Живее, говорите «excuse me».
I'm a reporter.
Excuse me.
I have a wife and two children.
Excuse me.
I'm a reporter for the Voice of America.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, I'll be right back. I want to check on my class.
Мартин Лернер продолжает беседу с двумя школьными учителями, которые то и дело перебивают друг друга, рассказывая о школе. Вы попрактикуетесь в выражениях, с помощью которых можно перебить своего собеседника.
May I record?
Sure.
Of course.
Our listeners on the Voice of America don't know American schools. May I ask some questions about your school?
Go on.
How many classes do you have?
Do you mean grades?
What are grades?
First year of school is first grade, second year is second grade, and so on.
We have six grades, that is, 6 years of schooling. Then the children...
May I say something? There may be more than one group in each grade.
What do you mean?
Second grade has three groups or classes, sixth grade has two classes.
Excuse me, sixth grade has three classes.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Fifth grade has two classes, doesn't it?
That's right. But they are large classes.
The school is too big. There are too many children.
Why?
Young children are confused.
I don't agree. In the city, schools must be large.
No, they should have 200 or 300 children.
What do the children study in second grade, Angela?
They study math. They study science. And reading. Reading is the most important. They must be good readers.
What do they study in sixth grade, Philip?
The same. Math. Science, English, and reading, of course. They study some history and geography. All children have some physical activities.
He means sports.
Excuse me, let me tell this. Each child has some physical activity during the day. Some are sports, some are just play or games.
Do the children have music and art?
The younger children do. The older children do too, don't they, Philip?
All children have some music and art.
Is it enough?
I don't think so.
Some children take lessons privately.
Do you mean outside of school?
Yes, they study at home, especially music. They take piano lessons, violin lessons, and so on.
The school teaches academic skills.
And social skills.
What do you mean?
Getting along with each other.
I see.
Social skills are the most important. Children must get along.
Excuse me, but I don't agree. I think academic skills are the most important. Children must...
Let me finish.
Иногда случается так, что мы перебиваем своих собеседников, когда в этом нет необходимости. Однако, если вы хотите что-то добавить для ясности или поправить своего собеседника, вы можете сделать это с помощью выражения «Excuse me, may I say something?» Давайте попрактикуемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Excuse me, may I say something? Excuse me, may I say something?
Excuse me, may I say something? Excuse me, may I say something?
Excuse me, may I say something? Excuse me, may I say something?
Excuse me. May I say something? Excuse me. May I say something?
Теперь, пожалуйста, послушайте и повторите вслед за Анджелой выражение, с помощью которого она перебивает Филиппа.
The school is too crowded.
Excuse me, may I say something?
Живее повторяйте за Анджелой. Excuse me, may I say something?
Children must have more sports and...
Excuse me, may I say something?
Excuse me, may I say something?
The neighborhood is poor.
Excuse me, may I say something?
Живее повторяйте.
May I ask another question?
Sure.
Do the children eat lunch at school?
Yes, they do.
Do you want to eat lunch with them?
It's a good lunch.
Yes, thanks.
We can talk more during lunch.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Занятие, деятельность.
Activity. Activity.
Физические упражнения, физкультура.
Physical activity. Physical activity.
Класс, группа учеников.
Class. Class.
Класс, шестой класс.
Grade, the sixth grade. Grade, the sixth grade.
Классная комната.
Classroom. Classroom.
Группа.
Group. Group.
Молоко.
Milk. Milk.
Площадка для игр.
Playground. Playground.
Навык, умение.
Skill. Skill.
Умение вести себя в обществе, жить в обществе. В данном случае...
Social skills. Social skills.
Академические навыки.
Academic skills. Academic skills.
Прилагательные, академические.
Academic. Academic.
Растерянный.
Confused. Confused.
Переполненный, многолюдный.
Crowded. Crowded.
Трудный.
Difficult. Difficult.
Бедный.
Poor. Poor.
Богатый.
Rich. Rich.
Социальный, общественный.
Social. Social.
Глаголы. Соглашаться.
To agree. To agree.
Мочь. Могу. Может.
Can. Could. Can. Could.
Расти. Увеличиваться.
To grow. To grow.
Преподавать, учить.
To teach. To teach.
Наречие. Частным образом.
Privately. Privately.
Быстро.
Quickly. Quickly.
Выражение. Можно я скажу?
May I say something? May I say something?
Простите.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 59-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы выучим выражения, указывающие на принадлежность предметов, и повторим разные формы вопросительных предложений. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Внимание!
Attention!
Корзина!
Basket!
Портфель!
Briefcase!
Перестаньте разговаривать, помолчите!
Be quiet!
Взломщик!
Burglar!
Кража со взломом!
Burglary!
Компьютер!
Computer!
Чашка!
Cup!
Цветок!
Flower.
Машина.
Machine.
Беспорядок.
Mess.
Полиция.
Police.
Лестница.
Stairway.
Конец недели.
Weekend.
Расследовать.
To investigate.
Убить.
To kill.
Нас могли бы убить.
We might have been killed.
Взломать.
To burglarize.
Возвращаться.
To come back.
Последний.
Last.
Другой.
Other.
Раньше, прежде.
Before.
Причинить вред, ушибить, поранить.
To hurt.
Люди могут пострадать.
People can get hurt.
Это не займет и минуты.
I won't be a minute.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.